Welcome to the KNKX Studios. I'm Abe Beeson, and today we welcome a world-class guitar duo with Martin Taylor and Frank Vignola. Both have been in our studios before, but not together. Martin Taylor's early career put him in the shoes of Django Reinhardt, swinging with the legendary hot club violinist Stefan Grappelli. Frank Vignola formed his own hot club band in his early 20s in New York City, later forming the Concord Collective, jazz collective with guitar greats Howard Alden and Jimmy Bruno. Today, both are recognized as two of the finest guitarists in the world. Both are deeply involved in educating the next generation of great guitarists as well. I really could go on and on and on, and we will. We'll talk about their upcoming album together as well. They're performing together at Jazz Alley tonight. Please welcome Martin Taylor and Frank Vignola.
Thank you.
In the KNKX studios, Martin Taylor and Frank Vignola on guitars. They've got a new record coming out soon. I would love to hear another song. What have you got for us next?
Oh, what should we play
for? Oh, boy,
Frank?
What can we do?
New Orleans, do you know what it means? Then the people's key of C?
Taylor and Frank Vignola in the studios here at KNKX. When I hear you two play, it makes me think that you both wish that you had four arms and two heads so you could accompany yourself all the time. Is there something about the guitars working together? It seems like more than any other instrument, these instruments were meant to play together. And what if you could talk about the magic of that collaboration? Martin?
Well, I play solo a lot of the time, but really, probably my favorite way to play is in guitar duo, because when I play solo, as much as I enjoy doing that, and it's an extremely challenging thing to do, you're on your own, obviously, and there's no place to hide. And there's also things where you want to play. Sometimes I might have some ideas to play, but it's actually physically impossible to play a line and an accompanying part sometimes. Right. So when you play with when you have a guitar duo, you're able to kind of share those duties, but it doesn't work with every guitar player.
Oh, interesting.
You have to find your kind of musical partner, your almost spiritual partner, mm-hmm. where you can hear Frank and I playing together, and it really becomes like one guitar playing because we have a similar language, similar vocabulary, but we're still individual. You can still tell which one of us is playing, uh-huh. but we just speak the same language, yeah. and it's very rare to find that, you know. So when it's like when you fall in love and you find that, and you find that special person, it's a rare thing. And yes, I see holding hands over there, there's a couple of them. And when you do find something like that, then you treasure it and you just want it to last forever.
Yeah,
darling.
Valentine's
Frank.
Is in the air.
Thank you, Martin. Yes,
Frank.
You know, I grew up playing in a lot of guitar duos, meaning get together with my buddies and play guitars and these songs, too. I mean, one thing that I think Martin and I stumbled upon through doing a few shows together at these various guitar festivals with many other guitarists is that we love the same repertoire. And there's not too many people around who play this repertoire of music anymore. So just given that fact, it's like, you know, the songs have new life to them, in my opinion.
We can turn to each other and say an obscure song from the 1930s, and chances are we'll know it. Because we were the young kids working with the old veterans, the legendary players, Les Paul in Frank's case,
Stefan Grappelli, Martin's case, and many others.
We're just we're continuing this tradition.
Now, speaking of what a glory it would be to have four arms, but Frank recently ran into the idea that it might be just one arm. You had a really serious accident a few years ago on an ATV.
I did, yeah, three years ago now.
And it was nothing to do with me.
No. I heard I had to do some shows with Martin. I got scared to death. I said, I better run into a tree here and break a bunch of bones. No, I'm very lucky that I'm able to play guitar. I do have a gigantic plate in my arm holding my arm together. But with that said, there's no pain when I play. And I really credit that to my surgeon, who performed four surgeries on my arm. And his first words to me going home were always, put that guitar on your lap and just start moving your wrist. Mm. So it took a long time, but now I feel 150%. And to be together with Martin playing this music, and people were screaming last night. It was almost surreal to me. So it's really a joy to be back and at this level. So.
I was also interested to read, you were speaking about how this really was kind of a wake-up call about how busy you had been and how much touring you had been doing. And you got a chance, you were forced to be stuck at home with the family. And that was kind of
on the couch for the first 2 months.
It's like, oh, that's right. I've lived with these people.
Right. No, it was, you know, balance in life is everything. I think we all get caught up in work a lot. And, you know, now these past few months have been as busy as I've ever been, and it feels just great. Yeah. But I know in March I can go home and have 1 month off. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting wise about how to spend my second half of my life that was given back to me, yes. Mm-hmm.
And Martin, we were talking about how there are just tiny, tiny little muscles and tendons and things in your hands. It's a really delicate operation for the body to play a guitar. Yeah. And I wonder if there's anything you can do to prevent injuries or to stay in shape.
Don't go skiing's one thing.
Stay off of ATVs.
Yeah, right. Way to... Frank found out the hard way. No, you see, I'm a physical coward, so I don't do anything that there's any possibility of getting hurt. You know, so I do things like I draw and paint and do art and things where there's no chance of any physical injuries. But, you know, playing the guitar is... there's many reasons why I'm happy that I play the guitar, but it's not a hugely physical instrument. When I think of trumpet players, horn players that I know, they have to keep their chops in and they have to practice every day. If you've ever been around trumpet players and when I've done gigs with trumpet players, you know, they're spending about an hour getting doing all their warming up exercise, and singers, of course, singers, because they, you know, their voices, they their instrument is their entire body. They really have to look after themselves. I don't, so I can enjoy.
You make me think of one guitarist who was a very physical player, this giant of Seattle, Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
And I wonder if two people who grew up certainly in the age of rock and roll, when the guitars were becoming more of a forefront instrument in all kinds of pop music. Did you ever dabble in rock and roll guitars, electric guitars, that type
Not
of thing?
Not really. I mean, I think we've all got the distortion pedal out and put it through a Fender Twin with a solid body, and but never seriously.
Right.
I never played that kind of music, but I did see Hendrix play.
Oh, you did?
I saw him at the Royal Albert Hall in London with my brother. My brother took me along. He's a bit older than me. I'm probably the youngest person there. I think I was about 12, maybe not even 13 yet. And it was quite an experience, shall we say. It was. But you know what? I didn't differentiate with things. When I heard Jimi Hendrix that night with Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding, it sounded like a jazz trio to me because there was all this interplay going on. I mean, Mitch Mitchell was a jazz drummer, and he was taught by Jim Marshall, of course, of Amplifier fame. Mm-hmm. And it was through him that he got Jimmy to play through Marshall amps. Jim Marshall went and made these stacks for him. He said, we need to be loud. We need to be loud. So he made them for him. And that's really a huge part of popular music's history of the 20th mm-hmm. century. And I was very fortunate to be at that little magic moment of being there and seeing the great man himself.
Yeah. Now, certainly pop music has changed in the last couple of decades. There are a lot fewer guitars in pop music these days, at least electric guitars. But I feel like in the Northwest, despite our reputation, there are people playing all types of different guitar styles. And even ukulele is a very popular instrument in the Northwest. Mm. And I wonder if you could talk about the popularity of the guitar from your point of view, Frank?
I think everywhere I go, there's a group of people who love the guitar. So I think there's just a built-in market for what we do. So there's never a lack of guitar players wherever I go. And I love it. I think it's fabulous.
Well, you know, the guitar's a very sociable instrument because you can play in this setup, you can play within a group, you can play on your own, you can accompany yourself singing somebody else. You know, I've done everything from playing solo to playing with symphony orchestras. But the thing is, you can actually sit down. The way this works, and I think one of the nice things with Frank and I, is this is actually what we would do if we were just sitting in a room and playing some music. So I think that's, like last night at Jazz Alley, it was quite incredible, the atmosphere there, because people felt they were part of a very intimate thing that was happening here. And also, something I thought about is that I have never, ever met anybody that told me they didn't like the sound of a guitar. Hmm. I've known people that said they didn't like the sound of so much of an electric guitar or certainly jazz guitar that wasn't so keen on. But the acoustic guitar, whether it's steel string or nylon string, it's a very, very pleasing thing. And most people have had a little try at playing it, you know? Yeah. So they can kind of relate to seeing somebody play a guitar.
Yeah, everybody's tried to do one or two chords and realize how difficult it is, and then go see people that can master the instrument
like
you do. Well,
no, actually, I think the thing about the guitar is it's quite easy at the beginning. But once it kind of draws you in, and then you go, there's a bit more to this.
Now, I think both Martin and Frank, you're both self-taught guitarists, but you're both very heavily involved in education. In fact, you both have online schools and students. And I wonder if you two have been sharing any notes or discussing your methods of teaching, especially online in this new way.
I think we both come from the headspace of if you want to learn how to play jazz guitar, you learn songs.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, all the theory is right in the songs, and I think you figure that out later. And I think we both share that, that pedagogy.
That's kind of how I learned to play, because my dad was a jazz musician. He was a string bass player. So I used to go to his gigs, and his friends used to come around the house. Mm. And I understood it. I kind of got it. Mm-hmm. And I just grew up hearing jazz, hearing Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, Ben Webster, Django Reinhardt, Stephan Grappelli, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti. And it was all happening in the house. This was the language that I understood. And I used to go along and play, and I just learned tunes. And then I realized I didn't know what I was doing, really. But then I realized all this stuff was in there. And sometimes with students of mine, I'll teach them a tune and something with a melody or chords, and they say, could you give me some exercises for that? And I said, well, they're already in there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Play it again. Play it again.
You can find little things. And yeah, that's the whole thing about playing a musical instrument. It's just repetition, repetition, repetition. Mm-hmm. You've got to have that kind of mind, slightly OCD or very OCD to do it. My brother, I think, would actually have been a better musician than me. He's certainly more knowledgeable than I am about it, but he played it once. If he didn't get it right the first time, I'll forget it. I'll go and do something else, where I was the dumb little brother. Just keep
practicing,
just thinking,
away.
This will, it's got to get better. It's going to get better.
Now, I'm very excited to hear the news that you're working, or you have completed recording a new album. Can you tell us about that, when it'll be coming out?
We don't know yet.
Repertoire.
It took a long time. How long did we spend in the studio?
We don't think we're going to release it. We're just going to let it escape.
It's in there and it'll escape on its own volition. Yes.
Well, I was in New York, and I was traveling back to the UK on the Queen Mary. My wife and I were traveling back because friends of ours were getting married on the ship. So we said, oh, right, we're going to come along too, because we've been on the Queen Mary before and we loved it. So I was in New York for a couple of days. So I said to Frank, let's do some recording. Let's do it. I'm going to be here for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a guitar with me, but one of my students in Philadelphia has one of my guitars. So he came up and lent me his guitar. And we just went in and we just played a bunch of tunes.
Yeah.
It was one afternoon.
3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's filmed too.
You can see it.
Yeah,
there's a few cuts on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Facebook and all that.
In fact, we were quite surprised, because in a very short time on YouTube, we had over 200,000 hits.
Yeah.
And then we said, maybe we should think about doing this.
There will be far fewer audience members for the show at Jazz Alley tonight, but I think that makes it for an even better show. I hope you all have a chance to get out to catch Martin Taylor and Frank Vignola at Jazz Alley. And we look forward to the record whenever it becomes available. And, of course, we can track them down on YouTube right now. The songs out now already are
Cherokee, Gone with the Wind, I think, Blue Moon,
yep,
and Blue Monk.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. What would you like to play for us next?
What do you think, Martin?
They both look at each other.
Well, we could play Cherokee.
Okay,
let's swing through Cherokee.
Frank Vignola and Martin Taylor in the studios at KNKX.
Want a little intro?
Yeah. Another one. Thank you.
Ravioli Brothers. It's the four-armed, two-headed guitarist, Martin Taylor, Frank Vignola, in the studios here at KNKX. They've got a new record that's coming out soon, and I think I speak for everyone in our studio audience. We would love to hear one more song.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. What can we do? Let's have a look.
You don't know anymore.
We're going to start with the introduction that I used to play with Stefan Grappelli, and I'd completely forgotten about it, and Frank remembered. He said, hey, let's do that. I remember that recording, so... We actually have to play very precisely together at this beginning, so it can be a little nerve-wracking sometimes to get it wrong.
We'll try it. To play a C scale.
Right. Yeah, we have to go back to just playing a C major scale, which is this. We kind of forgot what that was. Okay. I won't do it. Thank you.
Martin Taylor and Frank Mignola on the guitars in the KNKX studios. Thank you both so much for being here. That was a wonderful
time. Oh, thank you for inviting us.
What a great way to spend a Wednesday afternoon. And keep your eyes and ears open for videos and a new album from the duo online now and coming soon to your CD players. Thanks again to these two. And thanks to all the members of our leadership circle, the members of our studio audience this afternoon. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make our studio sessions possible. In fact, I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Big thanks to our audio engineer, John Kessler, for his hard work today. Track the band down again at Jazz Alley tonight. And with that, thank you again for listening to another fabulous KNKX studio session.
Thank you, folks.